to make a shir on the taxir of what we miss.
New subject. New subject today. And
is
over
he
the next.
It was not. What's the story?
Who's
is
the
he coming or not?
What are you doing about it? Zichal Engish Trev Garnish.
No, this is all excuses. Good.
The Maaseh says that. The next few weeks we'll discuss different things b'negeah to what happens if Mashiach Taka comes. May he come speedily. Between Pesach and Shavuos. It's negeah to Sfir Saima. It's negeah to Korban Pesach. And it's negeah to Shavuos. The Korban Shtei Alechem Shavuos, as we'll see. So today we'll discuss Pesach Sheni. What happens if Mashiach comes tonight, tomorrow, or before Yudalad Ir, before the day that you market the Pesach Sheni? Are you going to be able to be market the Pesach Sheni?
I don't think so.
Okay, no, I'm here. Why not?
Because the only way you can Pesach Sheni is if you add a chance to be market the Korban Pesach Sheni and you weren't there.
No, that's not a good reason.
Why not?
No.
The rabbi
it's not a good reason because there's a machlokes in the Gemara about that actually. And the Rambam paskens like the Shitta of Rebbe holds that even a person that's a Gershon is Gayer between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Oh, okay. So by Pesach Rishon he didn't have the Chiyuv Bechlal. Pesach Sheni, he's Makrev a Korban.
Then you have Gershon as Gayer.
Because the Lashon that he says is, it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Even though you only bring it if you didn't bring Pesach Rishon, but even someone that wasn't Mechoyev brings a Pesach Sheni. But that's in the case of Gershon as Gayer. We're not a Gershon as Gayer, I hope not. We have the Chiyuv today to bring Pesach Rishon. Elamai, because of the circumstances, we can't. But the Chiyuv we have, the Etzem Chiyuv we have to bring the Pesach Rishon, and we will not makrev the Pesach Rishon. So if Mashiach comes before the Zman of Pesach Sheni, L'chayre, we should be able to be makrev Pesach Sheni.
L'chayre, if somebody was sick,
yeah.
Does he have to make a Pesach Sheni?
Yeah, L'chayre, Derech Rechayke, Tomei, right? L'chayre,
Derech Rechayke, Tomei.
So we are...
It takes a week to become Tomei, also.
Okay, so there's two issues here.
First of all, you can bring anyway.
It's two problems. The issue number one is what Yisrael Meir mentioned before. The din is that Ein Tzibur Nitchel Pesach Sheni. That only a Yachid that was not Makrif Pesach Rishon could make it up by bringing the Pesach Sheni. But that Tzibur cannot bring a Pesach Sheni. There is a Pferish Halacha. Gemara Pesach. What's considered a Yachid and what's considered a Tzibur? If Roiv Klal Yisrael, if more than 50% we're not Makrif Pesach Rishon, you cannot be Makrif Pesach Sheni. If it's under 50%, that counts as a Yachid, and you could bring the Pesach Sheni. So, the entire Klal Yisrael was not Makrif Pesach Rishon.
Because it's a Pshir.
Huh?
It's a Pshir. It's a Dainis Eichen.
Tommy, Derech Rechike, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? Let's see. Okay, we'll see. This was one Shaila. The other problem is what you mentioned, and that is that even if Mashiach comes between now and Yudal Adir is 2 weeks, is there going to be enough time to be Mitayah ourselves? To be Makrif the Pesach Sheni? We're all Tmei Mesim. You have to have a Paraduma first. And then you have to have the 7 days. Hazor on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. So I'm not sure how long. If when Mashiach comes, are we going to find when Mashiach comes?
Pesach Sheni just like Pesach Rishon and Gabi Tumah.
Yeah, l'chayre.
So then it's nitcha.
L'chayre, no.
Puto, Tumah.
No, Pesach Sheni, you can't be makir b'tumah. There's a Beferish Gemara that says you can't be makir Pesach Sheni b'tumah. L'chayre. So we'll see about that too. But
Pesach Rishon, if most of the tzibur is tumah, you bring it anyway, or no?
Pesach Rishon, if most of the tzibur is tumah, you bring the Pesach Rishon b'tumah. Correct. Pesach Sheni, not L'chayre, not L'chayre, not. But then, okay, there's a few different svaras about this. But I mean, today it's 2 weeks, so technically there's still enough time to have a paraduma. Although there's differences of opinions.
No, paraduma, how are you going to get
that's
sure?
The Shiloh. When Mashiach comes, what's going to happen? We're going to right away have a paraduma as soon as Mashiach comes. Or Lavdafkas? I saw it in a sefer. I didn't check it up inside. I saw it just quoted. That it makes a cheshbon that after Mashiach comes, this is pretty pessimistic cheshbon, that it's going to take 8 years until we'll have the paraduma ready.
Why?
Not sure what the cheshbon is. I'll check it up with them. I didn't see it, but others say...
How do you get paraduma? Somebody is the bomb.
There was already a few of
them. The paraduma.
In how many years?
There was one in Lakewood. The same Avishai could bring Mashiach, could bring a paraduma.
Okay. Mashiach mit a para. Paraduma.
Chamar and then a para. That's it.
Shiach and a chamar with a para. three items.
Yeah, so
steht.
So here you have enough.
Okay.
Okay.
That's hidden under the base of Mikdash.
That's also true, by the way.
So you'll start with that?
No, but that's only to be metahar the people who are going to do the next part. No, it's not to be metahar everybody.
Like he said, Asir is Yasa Melech HaMashiach.
In Israel, there is a group from Teres Koyami. Yeah. They raise children who are not May Mason.
So that they could do it.
Tommy, they can do it.
Wow. Okay. Already. We are ready.
Supposedly there's people
I read a whole article
on the part. Yeah. Did not put the signs, supposedly there's write-ups and
they have all the caving.
That's a pasha. To have a paraduma that's taker right to be a paraduma, there's a lot of complicated halachas so that should taker be. It's not so pasha. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this subject in the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, and the Minchas Chinuch brings this din that Roiv of the Tzibur cannot be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. And he asks the following Shaila. What happens if Bishas, they were Makriv the Pesach Rishon, Roiv of the Tzibur was not Tomei? Okay? Roiv of the Tzibur was not Tomei. So now L'chayre, a miut of the Tzibur is counted as a Yachid, you could be Doich of them to the Pesach Sheni. But in between, there's a cotton that became a godel, or there's a person that became a ger, or many people that became gerim, and it flipped. It went from below 50% that was Tomei to above 50% that was Tomei. And now Reiv of the Tzibur is Tomei, and you can't be Deich Reiv of the Tzibur to the Pesach Sheni. So the question is, do you go according to the time of the Pesach Rishon when it was only Miut of the Tzibur, or do you go according to the time of the Pesach Sheni and now it's Reiv of the Tzibur? So he brings from the Rambam, Yezaraya, that you go according to the Zman of the Pesach Rishon. If at the time of the Pesach Rishon it was only a miut of the Tzibur, that was Tomei, you could be doicha them to the Pesach Sheni, even if then it's going to be Reiv of the Tzibur. And therefore he says, if let's say, in the place of the Azara, close enough to the Azara to be able to come in to be Makri of the Pesach Rishon, there was only the miut of Klal Yisrael that was there, that was Tomei. There was a lot of other Yidden that were Tomei. But all those other Yidden that were Tomei, because they knew they're Tomei, they didn't bother coming to a close proximity of the Azara Bechlal. Near the Azara, close enough to go in to bring the carbon, there was only a miut of Yidden that were present. Zokter, in such a case, you're going to be doicha them to the Pesach Sheni, and even though B'shas the Pesach Sheni, all of Klal Yisrael, or many Yidden that are much more than the meat, are going to come to bring the Pesach Sheni. They can all be makir the Pesach Sheni. As long as B'shas Maisa, at the time of the Hakrov of the Pesach Rishon, near the Azara, there was only miut of Klal Yisrael, later, even if it's all of Klal Yisrael that comes, you can be makir the Pesach Sheni. That's his chiddush. He says it's the same thing if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Mashiach comes between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the point over here is that the Yidden that were not makriv the carbon, all of Klal Yisrael, which were not makriv the Pesach Rishon, it's not the pshat that Roiv of Klal Yisrael was in a place near the Beis HaMikdash waiting to be makriv the carbon, and we are being deichid the Roiv of the Tzibur. B'zman HaGolus, since Mashiach was not here during the first Beis HaMikdash, number one, Reiv of the Tzibur was not present in Yerushalayim close enough to the Azara. Number two, even if they were, there was no Beis HaMikdash there. According to Reiv Rishayim, it's not Pachmal Roy to be Makir of the Karban. So you're not being Deich Reiv of the Tzibur. So when it comes Pesach Sheni, you can be Makir of the Karban. So we could be Makir of Pesach Sheni. Huh? So there's only one shita, true, but there's other requirements though. It's not so poshut. You can't be makriv, you have to have a mizbeach there. It's not so poshut. I didn't look into the whole sugi right now, but I remember there's a famous thing. I don't remember all the details. I don't want to say without being medayik, but there's only one of the rishayim, Rabbi Chiel Miparis, which is one of the Bali Taisvis, that holds that you can be makriv the Karban Pesach b'zman hazeh, and there's a chiyuv to be makriv Karban Pesach b'zman hazeh. Chiyuv, he says.
What
happened to Tavshin Chavzayin? So Tavshin Chavches, the Rebbe said that you shouldn't be near the Beis HaMikdash because of this shit of Rabbi Chiel Miparis.
And then all of a sudden they disappear.
No, then the Rebbe said that it was only 1 year that Yad Yisrael Takifo, that Yidin had the ability to go on to the Harabayis. But the year after that, Tav Shechav Tes, and the following years, the Rebbe said that, was that today? A Yid can't go on to the Harabayis. Not only because there's a Chi of Kodesh, because with Tmei Mason, because the Goyim wasn't Nish. Yad the Goyim Takifo. So this is the Menches Chinuch Shitta, that only if Raiv of Klal Yisrael is actually present near the Beis HaMikdash, and they're waiting to be Makriv the Karban, and they should have been Makriv the Karban, and they weren't. Well, if Raiv Klal Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if Raiv Klal Yisrael was Oyle Regal, and Raiv Klal Yisrael somehow became Tomei, and they were all, Raiv of Klal Yisrael was near the Beis HaMikdash, then they can't be Deichet to the second Beis. I'm not sure if such a thing ever happened.
Here's
right.
Your Tomei, right. And you're not going to come.
Unless they came and became Tomei afterwards or whatever. Yeah, so it's very unusual. That's the only time when you're not Deiche. But otherwise, you're Deiche, and therefore he says, if Mashiach comes, we'll be able to be Makriv Karban Pesach Sheni. That's one point. In the second base of Mikdash. Right. 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 Yeah. Okay. That's the Miches Chinuch. Then the Chidah. The Chidah, there's a Tshuva Sefer from the Chidah, Yosef Eimetz. He brings this over there you have from his son-in-law, Rav Avram Pardu. And he says that this whole din that you're not Deiched the Tzibur to the Pesach Sheni, he brings Rayas from the Gemara, that this is only a Tzibur that's Tmei Meis. There are many reasons why you're not Makriv Pesach Rishon. So, I mean, it could be Bederech Rechaika, there could be other reasons, but if you Tomei, even Tomei itself, there's different kinds of Tumas. There's a Tomei Zovim, this week's parasha, there's a Tumas Zov, there's other types of Tumas, Tumas Sheretz, let's say, and it's Tmei Meis. Only if Raiv of the Tzibur is actually Tmei Meis, which is highly unlikely as well. Right, I mean, those times when people were careful to always be retire themselves to be able to be Makir of the carbon.
Even today, you cannot
what?
Say that most Tzibur are Tmei Meis.
Today, everybody's Tmei Meis.
You don't have to. What? What's Tmei Meis?
Gail of the Daifik from.
If
you've been on top of a caver, on top of the Gail of the Daifik, yeah, okay. So if you're in a basic quarters.
Anybody but a queen,
but a Kayan.
Pretty much. Okay. Kayan, yeah, okay. Any other kind in the room besides you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll call upon him. So, even a kain, you never know for sure.
Not for sure, but like a guy's caver doesn't make you...
Correct, but Lamosha, if you ever traveled under a... There's different things. If it's a basic forest and there was a tree and you didn't notice, and the whole whatever. If you go on the Jackie Robinson, there are people that say that kainim shouldn't travel on the Jackie Robinson. I'm just... Whatever, I'm not sure where you go, what you do. Okay. I call upon him. The point is, right? There's the roots of the plane. There's a whole okay. So the over here he says that this whole din that you're not doicha tzibur to Pesach Sheni is only legabe tmei meis, not for any other tumah, for any other reason. So b'sman hazeh, when the tzibur is being nitcha to Pesach Sheni, not because it's tmei meis, but because we're bederech rechaika or because there's no beis hamikdash, so therefore it doesn't apply. The whole din is only tmei meis. That's his shita. Then you have the Rebbe in the Sicha and the letter where the Rebbe discusses this, what you mentioned Taka before in Tavshin Chavches, when the Rebbe then encouraged everybody not to be in Yerushalayim close enough to be Makar of the Karban Pesach, because if you're close enough to be Makar of the Karban Pesach and Yechayiv to be Makar of the Karban Pesach and you're not, Yechayiv Kodesh. And according to some opinions, even when you get to Pesach Sheni, if you're not Makriv, Yechayiv Kodesh. So the Rebbe said, if it's a Chashash, of Kodesh, you shouldn't be in Yerushalayim. That's what the Rebbe said then. On the day of Pesach Sheni. Pesach and Pesach Sheni, yeah. So... you have to go out, yeah.
Well, you walk back.
To go out.
It only happened 1 year.
Right. One Tov Shen Chav Ches, the year after the Six-Day War.
It wasn't only the living city.
Yeah, it doesn't mean only the old city. It means even the new
close
city.
Enough. I'm not sure. There was the sheer of Derech Rechaika. The Gemara discusses the sheer of Derech Rechaika. I'm not sure what the sheer is.
Mil, that's a lot.
Okay, well, Mizmanazel with a car, there's a discussion about that also.
With a car, it's a lot to throw. The car anywhere at all, you get
okay, I don't know. There's a discussion. There's Merethik in them. Maybe we'll talk about that also one day. Okay. So, the Rebbe then said, encourage people not to be in Yerushalayim. So, the Rebbe in the Sicha addressed this subject. Why am I encouraging people not to be in Yerushalayim? If it's Roy Vatzibur, you're not Deicha to the Pesach Sheni. This Shaila that we're discussing. And the Rebbe said a slightly different shot in the Miches Chinuch and this other Shaila that I brought before and that's brought in the Chidah. Rebbe said that the lashon of the Gemara is that was pashta medik and the lashon of the Gemara. Rubo lematchul pesach sheni. Rav of the tzibur, you don't push off to the pesach sheni. The Rebbe says the lashon of the Gemara is rubo lematchul. Matchul means you don't push them off. What does push them off mean? Push them off means they're there. They want to be makriv. They're right to be. They're waiting to be makriv. But the Torah pushes them off. The Torah says you're not fit to be makriv. Like in the case that you're tummy or no, you can't. The Torah is pushing them off. But what if the reason why people are not being makriv Pesach Rishon is not because Torah is pushing them off, but because they can't? They're an einus. They're not. Or there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's an einus. You can't be makriv Pesach Rishon. Then there's no klal that the tzibur is not makriv the Pesach Sheni. Only if the Torah is doichayu, then we say that the Torah is not doichayu the whole tzibur, only yechidim, which is whatever under the 50%. But if it's not alpitayre, the lashon that Rebbe uses in the sikh is if it's a sibitz dodis, if it's a side reason, the fact that we're in galos or whatever it is, then the tzibur could be marked of the pesach sheni. That's the Rebbe's maskana.
The fact that you're in galos is
what?
The fact that you're in galos, but what is the reason that you're going to mark?
Yeah,
you are tomek, but there are choyko. It fits all it together.
No. It's not because of that. Even if we would not be tomek. Even if we would not be Derech Rechaika, even if not any of that, we wouldn't be Makriv it anyway. It's because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we can't. So you're right. The Poyel, you have all those things.
And you said there are the reasons, rather than the Mizbeach, so now.
Right. We don't know who, 100%, who is Tomei, who is not. What we know is that the whole Klal Yisrael cannot be Makriv the carbon because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the reason why we're not makriv the karbon is because there's no Beis HaMikdash, which is an Einus, not that the Torah is being Deichiyu. So when Mashiach comes, you could be Makriv Pesach Sheni. That's the Rebbe's word.
It wasn't pushed off because of more of a natural reason, but because of a...
Einus. So, this Indian, the Rebbe also quotes in the Sikha, that there's Yerushalmi that talks about this. According to most opinions, the Yerushalmi is talking about this Shaila. There's a machlek is how to learn Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Nitin li Yisrael livnis beis abchira. Shlachayra means, what happens if the Yidden are given permission to build a Beis HaMikdash between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Yerushalmi brings there a machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon whether you can be makriv the carbon. So Shlachayra, this whole entire Shaila here is a machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. That's how most Mefarshim teach, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be makriv the Pesach Sheni. So the Rebbe says in the Sikha that in this case we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because this is what it's mashma in the Bavli, and therefore we could be makriv the Pesach Sheni. That's one subject. Then comes the next Shaila, which is what happens if we're still going to be Tomei? If Mashiach comes today, tonight, so we'll still have time to bring a Paraduma maybe. But what's if Mashiach comes too close that you can't, you don't have 7 days to be Mitar yourself? Huh?
If it comes next Sunday night, it's not going to be.
Yeah, so what's going to be? Could we still be the Pesach Sheni? So, the Minchas Chinuch says, based on the Lashon of the Gemara says that you can't bring a carbon Pesach Sheni Betumah. The Minchas Chinuch's maskana is that you cannot be Makir Betumah. Even though I mentioned before, the Minchas Chinuch himself explains that you could be Deicher Reivat Sibur Pesach Sheni. In a case where the Roi Vatzibah wasn't there by the time of the Bais Pesach Rishon, that is. But he says, not Betumah though. Not Betumah. Only if you're going to have the Tar of the Paraduma. But the Rebbe in the Sikha, for two reasons, argues with this, Menches Chinuch, and says that you could be Makriv a Pesach Sheni Betumah. And the Rebbe has to, again, a diuk mamish in the Lashna Gemara, the Rebbe's Medayik, the Lashna Gemara, this is a Gemara in Yuma, and the Gemara's Lashna is as follows. The Gemara explains, why can't you be Makriv Pesach Sheni Betumah? Because the only reason he wasn't Makriv Pesach Rishon was because he was Tomei. So now you're going to push him off to Pesach Sheni to be Makriv Betumah. So the Rebbe says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mashma is, if the reason why you weren't Makriv Pesach Rishon was because you were Tomei, then it doesn't make sense to say that that individual should be Makriv Pesach Sheni Betumah. But if the reason why you wore Makriv Pesach Rishon is not because of Tumah, even if all Yidden were tired, the reason why you wore Makriv Pesach Rishon is because of an Einus that there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you can't be Makriv without a Beis HaMikdash. So then, you could be Makriv the Pesach Sheni Betumah. That's the Diego that I have with the Gemara.
But the main reason
is
this is...
Mabaya. Again, if netomer dachisai v'yase betomer. But for this reason, only for this reason, because if you're pushing him off for the tumah,
that's the concept.
Because what?
The
ma'aseh
is giving push.
Well,
the Torah pushes it off. You see, the Torah is not that should be the tumah, because basically, Shani, you're going to come bring in the tumah.
That's not the pshat in the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying is you're not gaining anything. What's Gemara trying to say? You're not gaining anything if you wore makrif pesach rishon because the person was tameh. He could have been makrif pesach shini b'tameh. Rishon b'tumah, but no, we don't want it to be makrif pesach rishon b'tumah. So you want right, but not a yochid though. So you don't want it to be makrif pesach rishon b'tumah. So how are you going to rectify that by bringing the pesach sheni b'tumah? So you might as well bring pesach rishon b'tumah. That's what the Gemara is saying. If the whole point is not to bring pesach b'tumah, so don't bring the first one b'tumah in order to bring the second one b'tumah. Doesn't make any sense. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zok de Rebbe. So what if the reason why the Pesach Rishon was not brought has nothing to do with Tumah, but because there was an Oinus, or because there's no Beis HaMikdash? So then, the second Pesach is brought, even B'Tumah.
And why can you also, on top of that, say, just like the first one's B'Tumah by Tzibur, second one also?
So that's the second point that Rebbe says. The Rebbe doesn't say mamish in this lashon, but the point that Rebbe says is that this, that the Gemara says, that you don't bring Pesach Sheni B'Tumah, is only the Gabi Yochid. Gabi a yochid doesn't bring Pesach Sheni b'tumah.
Because the whole reasoning only works by a yochid.
Right. That a yochid couldn't bring Pesach Rishon and he can't bring Pesach Sheni b'tumah. But a tzibur that could bring Pesach Rishon b'tumah, but for what today we didn't bring, the tzibur did not bring Pesach Rishon, you can bring Pesach Sheni even b'tumah. Mamela Rebbe's maskana for these two reasons is that you can bring Pesach Sheni b'tumah. Okay. Finish off with two vertlach. I'm going to get to this inyan. One is b'negeya to there's a famous vart b'negeya to kairach. What's the lashon that we say by kairach? Kainas sehila b'zmasha b'esam mikdash kaim. Why kairach pesach matzah morig? Moshe Neemar. Huh? What? No, look, that doesn't say that. Look, katufka. Al matzah sumerayim yichlu. Moshe Neemar al matzah sumerayim yichlu. There's two psukim. There's one pasuk in Parashas Ba'aloischa by Pesach Sheni, where it says, Al Matzah Sumereirim Yechlu. Al Matzah Sumereirim Yechlu. Then there's another pasuk by Pesach Rishon in Parshas Boy, where it says, U Matzahis Al Mereirim. So either the word Al is before the word Matzah, or the word Al is after the word Matzah. So in the Agada, the famous Shaila is, why in Kairach are we bringing the pasuk Al Matzah Sumereirim Yechlu, which is the pasuk of Pesach Sheni? Hat the Belzerov gesagt, Mari, Mahari from Belzer, I think the second Belzer ever said, Rabbi Shua from Yad Gazakht, that the Meremes that we're saying over here is that Mebet the Hebishter asses all noch neskaying werden di yar al matzes mereirim yechlu. That we're taki eating it now, but we still have the chance to be Mekayim al matzes mereirim yechlu by Pesach Sheni. That's his heart. Another interesting thing I saw, I didn't check it up with him, I didn't get a chance, but this looked very interesting to me. I have to take a look inside, Taka. The Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says in his sefer in Meshech Chochma Latera, I think in Parshas Pinchas, that if a yochid is makriv Pesach Sheni, then he's makriv the Pesach Sheni and he eats the Pesach that night, Hamatzis Meroyim Yichlu, and that's it. The rest of the days are not a yontif. But if all of Roiva Tzibur, or in this case, if the Beis Hamikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, a makriv Pesach Sheni, then he says we're going to have the yontif of Pesach Sheni for 7 days like Pesach Rishon. So it's a ganze yontif Pesach, the whole Arav Tachagige, but he says it's going to be a yontif of Pesach for 7 days, like Pesach Rishon. So it's Zayin, the ganze Pesach. It's a big chiddush. I haven't seen this anywhere else. Meshech Chochma.
It's
on chiddush.
Okay. They don't say Tachnun all the way till after Shabbos.
They don't say Tachnun besides 10 days the whole year. If you.
About
those 10 days. Talk about
Zidik,
because the only the choice is the end of Pesach.
Right. Yes, you're doing, though.
Okay. You're having a real Pesach. The whole Pesach now is at the cloud.